Oh, Raymond! Hi, how are you?
I am well.
What's your project about?
Okay, so I created Quick Charts, which is a study guide database. So what Quick Charts allows you to do is upload study guides to the website, and then you can tag it with like class, professor name, as well as some other details. And then other users that want to come to the website are allowed to search by like the tags you create, as well as simply by like general subject headings.
And oh!
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of allows the free facilitation, the sharing of knowledge, as you will.
That's so true, sharing of knowledge.
Sharing of knowledge, very important for a liberal arts institution, right?
Definitely, I agree. Harvard will be proud of you, and John Harvard too.
I'm sure he would be.
CS50 bot too.
Yes.
So can I use your application? How can I use it? What do I have to do to use it?
Sure. So we can, like I said before, there's an upload page which allows you to enter my. So when you go to upload page, you can choose a file from your computer and upload it. And then on the upload page, there's a number of tags that you get to tag the page with. So then.
Do you want to give the link to our lovely audience right there who are watching us?
Sure. Okay. So you can find it at qcharts.com. That's qcharts.com. But currently it's hosted on the cloud. So that's it'll be up in a couple of days as soon as DreamHost gets its act together.
Yeah, DreamHost. Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
It's okay. But thanks a lot, and I hope all the people who are watching us will be using your Q guide with the tags, and they'll be tagging the classes for you so that we'll all share the knowledge together. Thank you so much, Raymond. It was so great to see you.
Good to see you.
So good to see you too. Yeah.